Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Like them on Facebook at facebook.com/Comic Syndicate. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. I'm here with the Red Hood.
Big Mems.
This is Josiah, sick-witted Arabello. Adam, how you doing, homie?
Doing pretty good, man. How was your Monday off?
It was good, dude. It was an extra day of rest, which I had much needed rest for me, man. So good. How was your weekend, man?
It was good. I worked Monday. Me and my girl went to the movies.
Nice. What'd you guys watch?
Ride Along.
Ice Cube. Dope. How was it?
It was pretty funny.
Really cool. It was funny. I heard it was like number one this box office weekend, right?
Yeah, I mean there wasn't really anything going on, but it was a good movie.
Cool. It's fucking Cube 2, dude, and Kevin Hart, right?
The little guy.
The little
guy. Yeah. He's funny as fuck, though.
He is, dude. Cool, man. All right, we got a lot to go through, I guess. A lot of news and all over the place, dude.
Good stuff, man.
All right, cool. Let's do it. We're going to hit Twitter love like always, guys. This is always a special thank you for listening, for the feedback. This first one's going to start off at Lupe0129. She's 1219, I'm sorry. Lupe Orozco at For the Villain at Mem the Beaner. Horror or horrors? Ha 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 ha.
It's horrors.
It was horrors, right? Yeah, dude. So this is off of my whatever we were talking about last week. Johnny H's website. And then another one, dude, was at For the Villain, at Mem the Beaner, hashtag penile. Couldn't stop laughing. Homeboy with the frozen penis.
Oh, Mr. How much money did he get again? I forgot. Was it 40,000 or?
It was 20,000.
I think it was
200,000.
Fuck, I remember. I know it was a shitload of money.
It was a grip load.
It got me thinking.
Oh my god. We need our penises, man. All right. Where else are we? Okay. She got back to another tweet with us. She's like, at For the Villain, at Mem the Beaner, hashtag The Sandman, a movie? Ha. Definitely has to be animation. Happy face. I think they can pull it off.
I think they could pull a live action.
Mm-hmm. Ray brought up a great point, the way they did Avatar.
Yes.
I mean, just the graphics
alone. I don't think I would want to see a cartoon, though.
I would love to see it, only because I don't think they've done a Vertigo comic before, a comic movie adaptation, I don't think. I would be in anyways.
They did Swamp Thing. You remember Swamp
this
Thing?
This is very true.
Swamp Thing movies?
That's true. All right, you know what? I would be aboard Sandman regardless, dude.
Okay.
But she's a big Sandman and the Dreamland, that the Endless family. She's a big fan, dude. She gets back to us again. She's like, at For the Villain, at Mem the Beaner. Who was typing in the background? ?
That would be me.
So very hilarious.
We're multitasking. We got everything going live.
Yeah, dude. That's what we do, dude. We got funny stories for you guys, too. This is how smooth we are. But anyways, she's like, good one tonight, made me laugh. Her choice or number for the comics was 20.
Number 20?
20 in the bin that I bagged and boarded.
Oh, number 20?
20, I know. And it was, I took a picture of the short box. And so it was a number. It was our first number, so I had to write it down. So we'll go through the other numbers we received. The next one's going to be from TK Comedy 2013, Travis Fear. He's at For the Villain. Listen to y'all's show right now. Awesome. Thanks for the shout out. I respond back to him. Gotta support my boys, dude. He replies all caps, me too. So he's always plugging us, dude.
Very cool.
His next podcast should be dropping soon, too. I'm curious about that. Next one's going to be at perfect_chaos89. She's like, oh, this one was fucking sick, dude. She's like, villainous, at For the Villain, hashtag art, hashtag pencil. Tweeting an awesome picture of some dude holding a gun that I'm assuming is me. Van rendition art.
Okay.
So way cool, way sick. I was plugging it as soon as she
oh,
sent
I did
it to
see
me.
That picture. Yes. Okay. Yeah, he had like a trench coat.
Yeah,
very nice.
And dope art, just you know, out of the blue to get that. Cool. Dude, I would totally appreciate it. Thank you so much. She's JL on Twitter. So she gets us back on top of that. She's like, you know, at For the Villain, at Mem the Beaner, at Stingray 88, that's a lot of books. I'm a guess 113.
Nice.
Great show last night. So that was a great number, dude.
Good number.
Yeah, yeah. So again, thanks guys for listening and everyone just chiming in. Much, much love, guys. This next one's going to be at Jahilinair. J-A-H-I-L-I-N-A-I-R. Jahilinair.
Jahilinair.
That's the straight up gangsta. Alex Jahilian, he's like at Mem the Beaner, at For the Villain, at Stingray 88. It's a contest to guess how many comics in the lot still open. If so, I guess 78.
Okay.
Not bad numbers, guys.
Not bad numbers.
20 was the low tier. I'll mention the highest one we got. The next one's going to be from B underscore Kraken. He's B Kraken. He's at Mem the Beaner, at For the Villain, at Stingray 88. Drops 74 epic reads. What's his guess?
What's his guess?
His was 78.
78.
And then he's like, hashtag comics rule. Now, we got a lot of people hitting us up, dude, so it's cool. We got random numbers, which is cool, and that people were just checking it out. Everyone that gave us a number, I started and retweeted it just because it was cool.
Right.
And I told a lot of people, like, great guess, great number,
like,
guys.
Like 20?
Okay.
20, that's...
20 was a little bit off, but like, by like five times.
We were all looking at the same picture. Right?
I know, right?
Now I'm just kidding.
Lupa, we're just kidding. Next one's going to be at Demeanor Geek. He's
Demeanor
Geek. Yeah.
Okay, Demeanor. Okay.
Yeah, he's like at For the Villain, at Mem the Beaner, 122 books.
Okay, that's a pretty good guess.
And then I believe I started, retweeted it. I'm like, great number, but you're missing one big piece of information. Now, a lot of people were doing this. They either retweeted me and Comic Syndicate, or just you and I.
Uh-huh.
And the third person that our listeners needed to add on was at Stingray 88. So once I said, like, you know, hit the website, we got the rules up there. So once a lot of people saw, like, oh, I got to also add on at Stingray, you know, people were just getting back to us, which is great. So that's his. The next one's going to be from at Punk Rock Sellout. Now, this is just cool because he had posted, actually, Jeff Lemire posted that Trillium was going to drop a trade paperback soon.
Oh, nice.
And I love Trillium anyways. I love Jeff Lemire. And he mentions, how the fuck is this going to happen? And then I saw his post. I'm like, how the fuck are they going to do a trade paperback? You're going to have to flip it around back and forth like a Rubik's Cube.
Like a fucking cube,
a fold-out map. Like, I don't understand how they're going to do it, but just to see how a trade paperback would come out, I think I'd be on board for it, dude. I'm collecting the series, and I believe it's up to 7 or 8 is going to be the last issue, which is going to wrap it.
Oh, the whole thing's over?
2 months already.
Shit.
So we'll keep you guys up to date with that. The next one's going to be at Leppin Is Me. He's Mike Leppin. He's at Mem the Beaner, at For the Villain, at Stingray 88. 164 question mark. I respond, great number. I'm jotting it down now. He responds back to the three of us, thanks, brother. I could use a stack of books.
Cool.
So another good number. I want to say that was almost our highest number, 164. Now all the guesses have been great, guys. Next one's going to be from at Chris Longbottom. He's Chris Longbottom on Twitter. He's like at For the Villain, 108. I respond back, great number, but you're missing two pieces of information.
Right.
So
I think I'm going to make a guess.
Go for it.
21.
That's awesome.
That's for Lisa for making fun of me for not talking.
This is very... for typing so much.
For typing.
Now, okay. Now, speaking of
doing
of
work
already, she's a sweetheart on Twitter, dude. Now, the rules were one guest per person per week.
Okay.
And she was the first one fucking starting off the week. She's like at Comic Syndicate 1, at Mem the Beaner, at For the Villain, at Stingray 88. How about 107?
Okay, that's a little better.
That's a lot better. Okay, like, because Coney was like,
where did those 100 comics come from?
So thank you, Lupa. That was a great number, dude. Next one's gonna be at NABARROGA. I guess it's Nabaroga. The Anderson Council. He's at Mem the Beaner, at For the Villain, 200. I respond back, you're missing one piece of information. So 200 was the highest guess we got.
Fuck.
Which is, if people know short boxes, you know, it's kind of...
Yeah, I think a short box fits like
easily 200.
200.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, these numbers are great, and there was still a big spot missing, you know, a big gap in there. So, again, these numbers are great, dude. Next one's going to be at B underscore Kraken. Again, he's like, at Mem the Beaner, at For the Villain, at Stingray 88. My guess for this week is 112 Stupendous Comics.
Stupendous. Very nice.
All right, very cool. And, yeah, the next two are going to be at Chris Longbottom again, at Mem the Beaner, at For the Villain, at Stingray, 108.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, so he fixed it.
Yeah. Because
he said it before. Okay.
And the last one's going to be, and I'll hit you up right now, at Mr. Johnny HH. He hit us up today, dude, when I was about to leave work. He's like, at TK Comedy, at Horror.
Horrors.
Or Horror Honeys, at underscore All Hollows Cat. I need to plug at For the Villain, at Stingray 88, at Comic Syndicate 1. Damn it, guys. Dual horror episode, LOL.
Fuck, I don't really like watching. I'm a pussy at scary movies.
Awesome, man.
I don't like to see blood, guts.
I love scary movies.
I know you do. My girlfriend loves them, too. Where
do you go? You can hold on to her while you're watching it.
No, man. She holds on to me.
As she should.
Jesus. Okay,
so that was the last bit of Twitter love, but we do have a winner. I mean, out of all these numbers that were dropped, do you remember our goal number?
Do you want me to say the exact number? Yeah. I think it was 107, right?
Ooh, negative 112.
112?
Yeah.
Who said 112?
Now, B Kraken, out of all you guys that jumped in, Lupa, nice try from going to 20 to 107, yeah. Which is a great number. The first person that hit us up was at perfect underscore chaos. Hers was 113 guests.
Damn.
That was day one. I'm like, wowzer, somebody's gonna hit this fucking soon. So apparently today, not even last day as a contest, we were gonna run it for another month.
Until someone caught it.
Yeah, yeah. And B Kraken, he's B Kraken on Twitter. He's the one who guessed the fucking picks, dude. So you're gonna get a lot of fucking comics, homie.
Cool, man.
I will be tweeting you, DMing you soon for your address so I can send those out to you, man. So much love to you guys. Thanks for the listen. Thanks for following us. You guys can, again, find us on Stitcher, iTunes. Subscribe to us. Leave us stars. Yeah. Leave us comments. And that's it for Twitter. Look, congratulations one more time to at B underscore Kraken. B Kraken.
Very good, I mean, man. Just a side note. Mm-hmm. If you're looking on Twitter, or not Twitter, Stitcher or iTunes, and see episodes missing, it's because what we spoke about last week. We're trying to transition to Podbean, and to make room for this month that we already paid for.
Yeah,
we're just gonna keep running it until it's over.
Yeah, yeah. So we're gonna, I believe, what, take 1, 2, 3, 4 off the early episodes.
I took off 1 through 10 or 12.
Oh fuck! All right.
Just to get enough memory to put on there. But I have everything saved, so we'll be
posting up on comicsyndicate.com, guys. So, yes, good call, Adam. Thank you, man.
Cool, man.
All right, you lead it where you want to go, homie.
Fucking, I kind of want to skip NFL. I'm a little heartbroken.
I think we should talk about football.
I was
one of the games was really good. And it wasn't the New England Denver game, dude.
Right.
Where do you want to start first? You want to start with your game?
We'll start with our game because I was a little sad. I was a little pissed. I was watching the game. I was mad. Girlfriend comes in the room. I go, don't talk to me right now.
Awesome.
I'm pissed off. This is, you know, it's football season is rough for women.
It you know?
I heard that the Super Bowl is the worst day for women to get beat by their husbands. I'm serious. That's like the worst day for, they get the most call, like police calls.
Oh, domestic violence.
Day.
Yeah. I guess that kind of makes sense.
For husbands meeting up their wives. That I would never do. I would never fucking do that.
But damn it, let me watch my fucking game.
After the game. I go, Patriots lost. And she saw the score and then she kind of like closed the door slowly.
Creak.
Dude. Fucking crying in tears. And then I get a fucking text from fucking you and Albert.
I love you, homie.
Busting my balls.
Yes, dude. I think I put one on Twitter, one on Facebook,
oh,
dude.
Oh, man. Did you have that fucking conversation?
I should have, dude. Albert put something funny like, welcome to the loser's
lounge. Loser, and then I said something like, I was just pissed. We'll put a picture up later.
Yeah, we'll post
the conversation
for you guys.
It was pretty. I was pretty mad.
What was the score of that, dude? Because it was an ass whooping.
It was. Oh, they only lost by 10.
okay.
16-26.
Not an ass whooping, but okay. What other numbers?
Fucking Brady. Brady made the only touchdown. No, you mean. He ran in for a touchdown.
Yeah, yeah.
And
he never does that.
No, fuck no.
Yeah, okay.
277 yards, one touchdown. Mm-hmm. Edmund's supposed to be their best. 89 yards, one touchdown.
Yeah, terrible, dude, terrible.
Manning, God, you fucking bastard.
Yes.
Why can't you be like your retard brother?
I like
400 yards.
He's a stud. Maniac numbers touchdown. This season. All right, dude.
Fuck you, Manny. Fuck the Manny family. I don't care.
Archie Manning, too, dude, was a stud. Okay, now here's the thing, dude. Now, I know you hated the game, but we mentioned last week, we thought fucking both defenses fucking sucked.
They sucked big.
We saw New England's defense sucking dick last night.
I think they both...
Or 2 nights ago.
They both sucked pretty...
Dude, Denver's defense stepped up. They brought their fucking A game, dude. They went in statement like our defense is
true,
and we thought it was questionable.
Nah, yeah, but what about the other two defenses?
Okay, let's chalk it. Okay, all right. So we got one team going so far to the Super Bowl, Denver Broncos so far, and second game
we got Niners and Seahawks.
That was such a good game, dude. That was such a good fucking game, dude. Who were you going? You went.
I was going Seahawks.
You and I went Seahawks. Yeah.
I don't think Seahawks defense. I think Seahawks defense would destroy.
Denver. I think they can stop fucking Peyton. Now, Peyton's so good at fucking stopping defenses. Yeah. I don't know about that you can do that to Seattle, man.
I don't know, man. I mean, the Niners had it.
And on top
they had that. They had that play. Oh, you see that play?
There were a bunch of fucking fucked up plays, dude.
There was one of them.
Russell Wilson fucking fumbled right off the bat. The Niners were up 10-0 like the first half.
Kaepernick fucking choked.
Mm-hmm. Well, he ran over 100 yards. But like you mentioned, well, how many did you throw for though?
He threw for 153, one touchdown.
And he ran
for 130 yards.
Oh, that's a lot of fucking yards, dude. Okay. Now you mentioned a great point. I do like Kaepernick. He's kind of a cocky fuck.
Fuck that big nose Jew.
I just get it. I do love the Niners though. But you and I went to Seattle. Russell Wilson stepped it up, dude. The whole team stepped it the fuck up. And hats off to fucking even Frisco, too. They were looking good by the second half. Their defense was waking up.
What's up with that Kaepernick. Dude?
Oh, what's... They got somebody hurt first.
Not hurt, but the guy that was, like, fucking...
The kicker?
No, the homeboy was like, getting people's faces when they won the Seahawks, dude. I forget his name. He was going like this, fucking choke.
Not fucking Stevens. What's his face? He was.
Oh, Sherman.
Sherman. He was talking shit.
Talking shit. Crazy.
They interviewed him post game.
I was taking notes. This motherfucker.
Damn. He was ripping on them. Dude, he even hit up a Crabtree like, hey bitch, you fucking suck some balls.
Yeah,
go
dude.
Home.
Fuck.
Yeah, man. It was a good game though, dude. After the game, dude, I don't agree or respect the whole. Putting salt in the wounds. You won. Win like you lose all the time. Lose like you win all the time. But, again, dude...
It's Super Bowl, though.
It is Super Bowl, man.
It's like... I mean, don't put a mic in front of him.
This is very true.
I
never paid attention to him before until this. Now I'm like, oh, there, that Sherman fucker's gonna talk shit.
The coach, what's his name for Seattle?
I almost said Cal.
USC guy. What's his name? Anyways, he should have fucking tackled homeboy before he got to that camera or fucking punched the camera chick out.
He punched the camera chick out, dude.
Get that camera out of his face. Yeah.
All right, man. Oh, that's football talk. So now we got a week off. We got Pro Bowl, which is going to suck that nobody watches.
But it's different this year. Have you heard about it?
No.
It's a draft.
Is it?
Tomorrow, Wednesday.
Yeah.
They're going to draft. It's Deion Sanders and some other dude. I forgot his
Holy
name.
Shit. Jerry Rice we're talking about.
Might be Jerry Rice.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to draft the players. They're not going to be NFC versus AFC
that's
anymore.
Cool,
because it's fucking boring.
It is terribly boring.
So they're going to draft the quarterbacks. They're going to draft the running backs. So tomorrow, probably, I think it's on ESPN. Should be good. I'm going to watch it.
I'm curious about it then. Okay. So. I normally watch it anyways, but after the first half, I'm over.
It's because nobody wants to hit each other. Like fucking playing.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of cool they're jerking around, but at the same time, play the damn game. Yeah. Okay, man. So Super Bowl, Denver Broncos versus Seattle Seahawks. I have Seahawks going.
I have Seahawks.
Not going to take anything away from Peyton. on paper, it should be a fucking great game.
Yeah.
Best scoring offense versus best fucking defense. So they say defense is
what usually what it comes down to.
Yeah, dude.
So good games. I love it, man.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll talk about it when it happens.
Yeah, yeah, dude. All right, man. I got some news real quick, dude. I got some what the fuck articles and a sex article real quick if you guys want to hit them. Cuckoo. First one's going to be... off of Huffington Post, crime, babysitter Alexander Edwards tattoos kids. Nice. Parents have terrible response.
Are you sure terrible response? Well, I mean, what kind of tattoo are we talking about?
Well, let me read this for you.
Tramp stamp?
Kind of. Now. Now? Okay, hold on. Okay. Hold your words. Police say that a mother and her boyfriend attempted a makeshift tattoo removal after the mom's babysitter marked up her children. Now let me get to it. Family friend Alexander Edwards, 20, was caring for two girls under the age of 13 in Concord, Virginia on December 22nd when police say he tattooed them with a home tattoo kit.
Jesus.
The Associated Press reported, according to WSET, one of the tattoos consisted of the girl's name on her shoulder. Not necessarily a tramp stamp.
Okay. I mean, did he spell it right?
No, he didn't.
That's why the parents mad.
Okay. Well then. The girl's mother, 35-year-old Melissa Delp, and her boyfriend, 32-year-old Daniel Janney, returned home, saw the tattoos, and allegedly used a heated razor blade to attempt to scrape them off.
Oh, this story just gets worse.
Right. Okay.
Wow.
Idiot guy. Tattooing kid.
Right.
13 years old. Under 13 years old. Idiot fucking parent. Oh, with a fucking heated razor blade, dude.
God damn it.
To remove.
Told you to use the fucking... The butcher knife.
Oh, jeez.
What the fuck?
I do not mean to clown on the kids. Idiot of the week goes to all of them, minus the kids.
Dumbasses.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, this guy brings his own kit from home, like a fucking sewing kit.
Yeah, yeah.
Tats him, and then they get the razor blade, burn it.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened.
Everybody knows to get rid of it, you have to use fucking sandpaper. What the fuck's wrong with these people?
Bleach and shit, just scrub it up. It didn't help the situation, Andy. MLT, Guthrie of the Campbell County Sheriff's Office told Lynchburg News, it added more scarring, no shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Delp and Janie were charged Friday with malicious wounding and child abuse. Yes. Edwards was charged with a malicious wounding, child abuse, and abduction. So,
poor kids.
Poor kids, for sure.
I mean, they totally fucked the tattoo up. I mean, at least get it off the right way, or just leave it until you have enough money
for
to do
tattoo
it.
Removal, right, dude? Now, idiot parents, idiot of the week, the guy who tattooed the kids and the parents, dude. Just
stupid.
Idiots. You guys belong on Jesus shit list and idiot of the week list, too.
They're fucking dumb.
Yeah. All right, that was one. This one's going to be another one you belong on just... Idiot of the week. GameStop robber calls ahead to make sure Call of Duty is in stock.
Yes, I love it.
All right, a man suspected of robbing a GameStop in Nashville only wanted to stop as long as necessary. So he called the store in advance and asked employees to hold the items he planned to pilfer. Police said, say the suspect called an hour before the store opened and reserved an Xbox One, valued at $500, as well as game titles NBA 2K14, Just Dance 2014, and Call of Duty Ghosts. He then showed up Wednesday morning and robbed the store at gunpoint. Besides taking the items he had reserved, he also stole $600 from the register.
Okay.
It shows the individual had a premeditation to create the violence occurrence by pulling the wanted to get out as soon as possible. Oh, handgun out of the clerk. I'm sorry. He wanted to get out as soon as possible. He knew he wanted what he wanted, and he had a plan. He calls up, 2 hours, suspect waited for 2 hours in the GameStop parking lot and a later model gray Nissan Versa before committing the robbery.
So he calls ahead.
Yes.
I want an Xbox One.
Yes. Can you hold these for me?
All please? These games.
Yes, yes.
Robs them and then he stays in the parking lot.
He chose for a bit, a while.
Jesus
and
Christ.
He walks in and, idiot of the week, man.
No, I don't want a PS4. Give me the Xbox One, goddammit.
Jeez, dude.
And those games.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, I know you have them, bitch, because I caught it. What the fuck, dude?
People. Oh, man.
I don't know, man. All right, man. We haven't hit six facts in a while. These are going to be quick, Adam. It's not even as sex. This is Live Healthy Sex. This is from Shape.com. The name of the article, guys, is called Good Vibrations. More than half of women admit to using a vibrator, either alone or with a partner. Good news, guys. Dig them, too. According to a 2011 survey, we've rounded up seven bestsellers.
Wait, guys use them too? So you said?
No. That's what the article said. Okay. That's not what I said. Okay. Guys, Dig 'Em 2, according to a 2011 survey, we've rounded up 7 bestsellers for first-timers and old hands alike. So this is just from a fucking magazine article that Emma showed me, and I thought it was funny, dude. So I'll show you the pictures. This one's going to be number one, best for beginners. If you're only interested in clitoral stimulation or the phallus shape just isn't for you, consider the Iroka Sakura, $99 at babelam.com, designated with a split tip to gently hug your pleasure spots. The palm-sized gadget has uniquely pliable texture that feels velvety, soft, and delightfully squeezable. So the first one looks like a cow's nose.
Fucking looks like an egg.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Where the fuck is that going to go?
So it says velvet, I guess, clitoral stimulation straight up.
Oh, okay, okay.
And it's not, yeah, it's more clitoral than penetration, that one looks like.
Okay, I like that one.
Okay, not bad, right? Okay. I'm down with clitoral stimulation with
Give the guys a break, you know?
You know?
It's tiring down there.
I mean, I haven't used toys before, although I can't say that. I've used toys on my girls before, but somebody had got us a sleeve for me.
Sleeve.
What's a sleeve? It was like a jelly sleeve, kind of like a, not even a palm pussy, dude. Like a
pocket pussy?
Kind of.
Okay.
I mean, it's just a tube.
Oh, like a rubber tube. Yeah, I've seen those.
And my girlfriend tossed it on me and she jacked me off. I didn't see the point in it. Like, just jerk me off or give me a head. I would prefer.
Well, so, you know, sometimes they're handy. They go too fast. No, this it hurts. They burn off everything. What is it called? It's called smuff. Is this something where they jerk you off so hard that they burn off the skin?
Oh, you
never had that?
Yeah, I actually have.
It fucking hurts.
She's used
women.
A ring before. Yeah, ease up,
lubrication, spit, something.
Just give me.
You're not fucking making a fire in the woods with a stick.
Fucking hurts. Good advice. Next one, best for the body aware. This one's called the Mina Ola, $149. Has no set speed or patterns. Rather, the device mimics the way your hand moves, squeezing gently for slow vibrations or harder for faster, more intense sensations. Its versatile shape and silicone coating makes this a perfect toy for internal or external action.
Oh, okay, I see.
So it looks like a finger, like
kind of
hits
the G, and the other one goes there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So,
$140, I can make that. What the fuck?
Exactly right, dude. Number three, best for hitting the spot. The world's best-selling G-spot vibrator recently got an upgrade and now sports softer silicone, a 100% increase in power and 8 pulsation patterns. What didn't change? The Gigi 2, that's the name of it, still has a signature flattened tip that allows you to explore your erogenous zone with ease.
Whoa.
So it looks like the other one, pretty much.
Looks like a fucking knife. Look at the handle.
Like a little tiger? Maybe.
Okay, so that goes. Okay, that's okay. Going on. Not in the.
Yeah. G spot.
G-spot. Okay.
Yeah, so find that right angle. Next one is going to be best for anytime, anywhere. Now look at that one, dude. Stash it in your makeup bag and no one will be the wiser. Studio Collector's Lipstick Vibrator, $28. AdamandEve.com has a flexible tip for external stimulation or pop on the cap to turn this baby into a sleek bullet-style insertable.
Okay.
So on the go,
going to work. I see people reading when they're driving, putting up makeup.
No
hands on the wheel. We know what they're doing.
There you go. Best for dual stimulation. Sex and the City fans will remember the rabbit. Now there's the updated and cordless rabbit habit. $90. Babeline.com. Fun features include a twirling G-spot stimulating head, fluttering clitoris caressing bunny ears, and a shaved of tumbling pearls that ease the oft neglected
vaginal opening.
So,
wait, which one are we talking about?
Anal and
that thing looks like a fucking gun from like Call of Duty.
It does.
Jesus Christ.
It really does, dude. Next one, number six, best for couples. Get your guy in on the action with the Wii Vibe. $160. Okay. A silky silicone doted you can actually wear during sex. Interesting. The larger end hugs your clitoris while the smaller, flatter end slides into your target, your G-spot with plenty of room for him to fit too. Really?
Okay. Sounds like a little tight squeeze.
Yeah.
A lot of a lot of things in there.
Yeah, dude. So I'm kind of curious. I mean, I'm not against.
It looks like, you know what it looks like? Like a paperclip. Like a.
That one does look like a paperclip.
So it goes like, okay.
Last one, best for traditionalists. Formerly known as the Hitachi, referred to as the Cadillac of vibrators. Magic Wand Original, $55. MagicWandOriginal.com has been around since the 70s. While so popular with 5,000 vibrator vibrations per minute, it's the only thing some women find enough power enough to get the job done.
Wow, that thing looks like that. Looks like does look like a fucking microphone.
Sounds like it's ginormous, son. But anyways, dude, we haven't had sex talk in a while, so I thought I'd toss out something for the ladies.
Very cool, man.
All right, dude, I guess we take a quick break.
Quick break. We'll do some comic news and some books.
Yeah, sounds good.
See you in a bit.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons and are having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Ming Chen.
Mike Zapsik.
And we're from a podcast called I Sell Comics and also a little TV show called
Comic Book Men.
And you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Hey, this is Omar Spahi.
And this is Seek Donnelly.
From Awesome Comics.
And you're listening to Comic Syndicate.
Hey, this is Courtney Cruz from Devil's Playground Burlesque, and you are listening to Comic Syndicate.
Hey, what's up? This is Sean Allen. You're listening to Mem and For the Villain at Comic Syndicate. I messed that up, but Comic Syndicate. You got it.
All right, we're back, and we got a lot of comic news. A lot of shit happened this past couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start off with my quick rundown.
Yeah.
And then I know Joe has some other stuff.
Yeah, go for it, man.
New DC movie, Son of Batman.
Yes.
The trailer is out.
Look it up, guys.
This is going to be very good.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so jazzed for this. Now, it was based on the original Grant Morrison.
Yes, run.
And the DC animated movies are fucking just sick, dude. They're going to come out with a Justice League movie too, I want to say, right?
Yeah, you know what? I'm actually have that ready by next week.
Justice League War?
Yes.
Okay,
it comes out in February 4th, but I know someone that knows someone that doesn't know that guy. Got it.
Awesome.
So,
awesome, dude. We got to review that.
Yeah, we'll be watching it.
And then we'll review it for you guys.
And so it's a good movie. What else we got?
Yeah, dude, Damian Wayne. Oh, I love him anyway, so I'm stoked. Dude, if they can do a fucking Court of Owls fucking movie, it would be sick, dude. But anyways, go ahead, Mike. Continue.
Flash Gordon. I'm not sure if anybody's a fan of Flash Gordon. He's a football player that became a superhero. He's getting a new comic.
Yeah.
I'm estimating 5 issues.
Okay.
And then I donated to the library, special ed libraries.
Oh, I know.
Donsky.
I was never a fucking
fan,
so I...
I bet you Albert is a fan of fucking Flash Gordon. I just know it. Albert, let me know.
I bet you he is, dude. Best superhero ever after fucking He-Man. Yeah, that's awesome, dude.
NBC is in the works of getting a Constantine TV show, since ABC has its Heroes.
Yeah.
CW
has Arrow.
Arrow. So I just caught up with Arrow too.
Ooh, I'm
fucking good.
So off. And then Channel 7 has ABC has a
Shield. I caught up with Shield. Awesome. Ooh. What else we got? Oh, speaking of S.H.I.E.L.D. too, they're going to have the chick from Thor.
Sif is going to be in the last episode, right? Oh, she's gorgeous, dude.
Last episode?
Well, not the last episode. Oh. I guess the season finale.
Oh, okay.
But
cool,
Sif is going to be in it. If you guys are watching I'm curious to see about it. They've already had a cameo by Samuel L., a.k.a.
He's in everything, though.
Nick Fury. This is very true. All right, man.
Batman and Superman push 10 months back?
Yes. No, it was supposed to come out this year, 2014. They wanted to rush it. And DC now is going to push it to 2000.
They fucking pushed out because they don't want to go against the Avengers.
Oh, so many movies.
So many movies.
Okay, the Avengers. Actually, not even Avengers. Winter Soldier is coming out this year. Amazing Spider-Man 2 is coming out this year. X-Men Days of
Future
Past.
What's Star Wars coming out? Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's coming out
in
May.
And Guardians of the Galaxy at the end of the year.
So we got 4
Marvel movies
that
are going to kick some ass, dude. Winter Soldier were ready by itself. Looks sick.
It's gonna be good.
All right, man, what else you got?
We got Rick Remender is coming out with another book.
Such a stud, dude. Yeah,
he has Black Science out, he has Deadly Class, which comes out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And he has another one named Low.
Okay.
Rick Remender writes Captain America, he writes Uncanny Avengers,
yeah, Everything you
he's
can
great.
Let me,
he's
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
He's a great writer.
You let me use, yeah, dude. I'm digging. And even his past stuff is dope, dude.
Yeah. Next is Scott Snyder talks about his next book.
Next project, huh?
Witches.
Witches.
It looks. I heard that he wants to scare the shit out of everyone.
Vertigo. Image.
Image, because he was at Image Expo. He was at Image. He was a surprise fucking guest, jumping out of a fucking cake.
Joshua Williamson also has another one coming out too, dude. It's supposed to be fucking like a trippy fucking book.
Oh, nice.
And we already love Ghosted, dude.
Yes.
So shout out to our boy.
Yeah, good stuff.
You know, anything Scott Snyder writes, though, I'm going to fucking eat it up, dude. That guy's a maniac writing dude, so I'm on board.
Cool.
I don't care if fucking a little kid fucking does the art, as long as fucking I get to read it, dude. It's fucking dope, dude. You got anything else?
That's it, I got.
All right, these ones that I'm going to try to run through quick. And 6 DC series to end in April, including Superman Unchained and Nightwing.
Wow, and?
Here's a picture for you. Yes, we know what's going to happen at the end of Forever Evil. There are quite a few debuts in DC Comics April 2014 solicitations, including Justice League Untied, United, I'm sorry, and a weekly series, Batman Eternal. So there's going to be two new series that are going to launch. But on top of that, but with launches come the end of half a dozen ongoing series. Superman Unchained, which we knew it was going to go on forever.
Fuck.
Superman Unchained, who, again, we just mentioned, Scott Snyder and Jim Lee
dude,
doing the
like
art on that.
Six issues.
Yeah, they're going to end it on 9, which had a splashy launch with a preview in DC's Free Comic Book Day 2013, offering the high-profile creative team of Scott Snyder and Jim Lee. It's scheduled to wrap up in April with issue number 9.
Okay.
That's it, dude. Nightwing also ends in April with issue number 30, one of the new 52 launch titles in September 2011. The final issue is going to be written by James Tynion IV and art by Megan Hetrick. Original series writer Kyle Higgins confirmed last week that his last issue of the book is March's number 29.
Fuck.
Though it wasn't known until the solicitation, that the book, or at least this current volume, would be ending imminently.
That sucks.
Yeah, dude. So there's a few more. Three more new 52 launch books come to a close in April. Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I saw that
Dunsky's.
Coming.
Yeah, me too. Teen Titans.
Fuck Teen Titans. Boring.
Okay, the first bunch were good, and then they just dropped.
There's
the fuck
just
up.
So much dialogue. I just want to fucking throw it out the window.
It's Liddell, dude.
Liddell.
I like
Liddell,
dude.
But god damn it, man.
Yeah, it just... It was a roller coaster, but yeah, not. I love. Yeah, anyways, they're not gonna have that, and Stormwatch is gonna be the last one.
Stormwatch.
Yeah.
What's a Stormwatch?
It's a fucking. Okay, that's pretty much what it
is. I don't remember Stormwatch.
The Suicide Squad's X Squad is more of a surprise, though. Writer Matt Kent informed CBR last month that his run will end in March with the conclusion of the events series Forever Evil. So, we know what's gonna happen to Nightwing. In Forever Evil.
So Forever Evil was just pretty much a sweep. Like sweep whatever
kind of.
Whatever comic wasn't doing, it's a way to kill off characters.
Pretty much.
Or books.
Yeah, but so I mean that's news I got, dude, for comics at least. So there's a bunch more shit. But I guess we'll talk about it when we get to Superior in a bit, right?
Yeah. All right. We're gonna go with our first book to review.
So good, man. You wanna start there?
Yeah, we're gonna go with Owen County X.
Uncanny X-Men number 16, guys. Brian Michael Bendis is the writer.
Our boy Pacciolo.
Chris Pacciolo, yes. Love it, man.
This book was... We finally get to see Magneto.
Being the villain we know he is.
Yes.
Now, he's fighting for some gnarly shit now. Okay.
When I first was reading it, I didn't really... I thought he really threw the fucking car into people.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit.
Okay.
He's mad.
That panel alone. Now, it starts off with him at a mutant rally, and he's bald-headed now. He looks pretty gangster still.
Yeah, no goatee.
No.
He's all shaved with some dogger glasses.
Mm-hmm. And it's a mutant rally, and people are finally appreciating or accepting mutants.
Yeah,
and
the guy talking, too, sounds like he's like... You know, he's been through the struggles. That's what pisses Magneto off.
And then this was what pisses him off. And he just starts ripping people a new asshole, dude. Like,
fucking
choking people with their belts. That panel alone, I had to take a picture of the other day. Dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. That was... He's just fucking... Magneto will show you.
Now, yes.
So... crazy.
Now, the thing about that whole brief instance was, it was like he was imagining it, like doing it, like homeboy wants to snap at him. Just a little bit. Now, Dazzler, we know, is now working for S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
She has been for quite a while now. So she hits him up, why'd you call me over here, Eric? And he's like, call me Magneto. So
yeah, he's already pissed off. He's already in a bad mood. Mm-hmm. You know, Dazzle, you know, she's there. They're both like feed each other information.
Yeah. Now, actually, earlier on in the issues, we found out that Magneto is giving S.H.I.E.L.D. information.
Yes.
What type of information, we don't know yet. Now, when he interacts with Dazzler, she's like, well, just to give you a piece of information, you got to look into Madripoor.
Oh, yes.
What's going on in Madripoor? Some kind of crazy shit. Like, mutants are finally running the island, and it's like a utopia better than the utopia that Cyclops thought we were going to have. Better than your Avalon or the Avalons that
you guys had. Yeah, what Magneto had. Remember, Magneto had his own planet. Yeah, Avalon, dude. So they show him walking the street. He looks pretty gangster in this panel.
He does, right?
Fucking hat, wife beater shirt, knife.
Fucking hat, knife. Yes, dude.
So now, he's running the streets. Do you see this panel? Do you see who that is?
Yeah, Sabretooth in the background, dude.
So you got mutants everywhere.
Yes, that's what it is. Madripoor, so a mutant-run fucking island. Now, the weird thing, he ends up going to this bar, is what it is. Now, there's this mutant fucking drug, pretty much, dude.
Yes.
Now,
they're feeding them the drugs. And they become, what is it? It just makes them into mutants, right?
Yeah, now, it like inhibits their powers more.
Okay, makes him more powerful.
Scarlet Witch had wiped out a bunch of the mutants.
Yeah.
So now he's in this bar trying to get information. He takes a shot of vodka. He's like, cool, thanks for your hospitality. I'm going to use the pisser real quick. And then some guys fucking, what are you looking for? He's like, hi, I asked you a question, old man. What are you looking for? The mutant in charge. Mutant in charge? Your master. Then he gets beat the fuck up.
Yeah, he gets beat bad.
Baseball bat.
Sucker punch.
Oh, yeah.
So Magneto takes control, starts using his powers, which is still
now,
limited.
We don't know how powerful he is. Now, it doesn't get sick yet, but he's using his powers to beat the shit out of, like, a bunch of thugs, dude.
Yeah, fucking with the butt of the gun.
Yes, he's just beating them up, yeah, dude. And he's like, which will it be? Gun? Oh, my God. Or knife? Oh, God. So Magneto just is on. He wants information. Now he's at Madripoor. He's finding out about this mutant enhancing drugs. So we don't know what his mindset is yet. Does he want it for himself? Does he want to stop mutants from using this drug? Or does he want to join? Now it's funny because you mentioned that. Who's the first person he sees?
Blob. The Blob. It's Blob. Funny because it's like, these are like the original
Brotherhood of Evil Mutants, dude. Now, it's a what's her fucking name, dude? Spiral.
Yeah,
it's Sabretooth, and it's Blob, and then
the Silver
Silver Samurai.
They're all there at the dock.
They're at the dock waiting for a helicopter. He's like, and Sabretooth's like, Eric. Sabretooth, is this all you? Nah, but the new queen of Madripoor has arrived. Helicopter lands. Dazzler, you dragged me halfway around the world for this. You couldn't tell me back in. Now, in issue number...
Way back.
X-Men number 3 or 4?
Yes.
Dazzler gets sucker punched by a Mystique.
Mystique takes her over for all this for a long fucking time.
We still don't know what happened to fucking Dazzler.
Yeah, she's still in the closet. She takes over. Mm-hmm. Fucking, hey, you know, you want to join up, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is good, too, because it shows why they were stealing, I think, why they stole all that money.
Yes. We
remember they were stealing fucking banks.
Issue number 8, 7, 8, 9.
Pay for this island.
To pay for the island, yes. Now, it's coming finally full circle. Like, we're seeing what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, Magneto, this is as much for you as it is for me. I engineered it so S.H.I.E.L.D. kept sending their mutant lives in me down here because I kept giving them intelligence that says something's going on down here. So she's working behind the fucking scenes.
She's doing everything.
And she's like, we built this, you know, it's a place where mutants can just come and be, you know. And she's telling him, like, this is what you always wanted, Magneto. This is your vision.
And she didn't she say she wanted to profit from it too or something?
Yeah, very profitable. Which they're talking about the human growth hormone.
Yeah, which sets fucking Magneto off. And what do you do?
Now this is fucking sick.
You're fucking sick.
So now again, Magneto is pissed because he always wanted this. But maybe not to this extent, or maybe he's just changed so much where you're right. Silver Samurai, he takes over him.
Takes over him.
He fucking
stabs her.
Stabs Mystique.
In the fucking stomach.
Now, Magneto, like you mentioned, dude, now it's the Brotherhood. He's just ripping them a new asshole. Now, I let Moses use this, and there's a big thing, dude. Now, he doesn't have access to his powers completely anymore, so now he carries a handful of bullets and just a knife.
Yeah.
And he uses it to fucking
rip. He flings them at the people, like fucking showering them with those bullets.
Dude.
And if they don't explode, they just go through the body and out.
Yes. And they're all blooded up. And he still has control of him, so he's walking around with just like fucking handful of fucking bullets. Dude. Now, he's pissed. He fucks up his old friends, the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants. And then he jumps on the fucking helicopter. We don't know how powerful he is, but obviously he's able to control the helicopter to leave this fucking building there.
Yeah.
And he also fucking crushes the fucking building. So, we don't know how fucking powerful he is, but I don't know if you know this, Magneto is going to be leaving Uncanny X-Men soon.
Yeah, he has his own book coming,
He's going to have his own comic soon. Within the next 2 months, I want to say February, March, I believe. And it's just now the conflict with Magneto, like...
What the fuck's going on, Magneto?
Yes. Now, is he going to go back to the dark side? Is he going to be just like a vigilante, an anti-hero? I love Magneto, so I'm going to fucking follow that anyways,
too. I think there's going to be a big... Big fallout.
Oh, he's going to be pissing a lot of people off, dude.
So that's going to come back and bite him.
Yeah, yeah. But we're going to be on board for a minute. Go for it, dude. What else you want to hit next?
Cool. We got Amazing X-Men. Yes. We both read this book.
Number 3. I loved it, dude. Arc is by Ed McGuinness, and I love his art already. The writer is Jason Aaron. And this is the Amazing X-Men with Nightcrawler, dude.
Yes.
Now, we've spoken about this before. This mini arc is going to be running... ending soon too, dude. It's not going to be an ongoing.
Yeah, but did you see there's a couple of previews of Bamf?
Yes, the Bamfs.
And Chris Claremont.
Yeah.
He's going to be writing.
He's going to be doing
Nightcrawler.
Something of Nightcrawler. Which is dope. Now, Chris Claremont, I love anyways. Classic 90s.
Classic.
Yes. Writing X-Men, but to see him writing again is great, dude. So now this one, all of a sudden, Beast finally gets teleported to this fucking ship, fucking hell, actually.
Yeah. Yes, it was his dad running around playing pirates.
Yes, Azazel, Nightcrawler's dad, and he's just fucking up the X-Men, his squad of hell motherfuckers. So Beast is here.
Beast-heavy book. This is a Beast-heavy book.
Very Beast-heavy book.
It's good to see Beast not just fucking working with the machines and fucking time machines. fucking up
the timeline.
Time stuff.
Yeah.
He's out here busting people's faces in.
Now he's on Azazel's fucking ship and his whole crew, like he's doing
doing work.
Yeah, he really is, dude. Now granted he does get his ass kicked.
Well, cheap shot though.
And he got cheap shot. Yeah, he gets stabbed by Azazel and he falls into this frozen fucking lake.
That's cool though, like he throws a sword, he bamps it.
And then the little bamps it and it shanks
him in the back.
Now, that's one of the ships. The second ship, Aurora Monroe Storm, is fucking chained in, dude. Like,
that
army crew or pirate crew.
They're ready to do work on her.
They're like, this bitch broke my nose already. They just chop her hands off then, so she can't do any more damage. Pretty much is what they say, dude. Right when they're going to fucking put her head down and fucking chop something off.
They chop off that hair.
He's like, I hereby claim this ship in the name of the X-Men. Anybody who objects, pick up a sword and step forward. And Nightcrawler with his little bamps are there to save the day.
I didn't know these two were banging earlier in the X-Men.
Dude.
You find that out later on.
Now, this is very cool, dude. Now, let me just read this real quick. She's like, Kurt, please be real. Please tell me you're truly here. He's like, I'm here, Aurora. Still dead, but I'm here. She's like, dead, but I can feel you. I don't care what happens. I'm not leaving this place without you. It doesn't matter what happens to me. That's not why you're here. She's like, you have no idea how much we've missed you. No one more so than... And he's like, please, can we not do this right now? I can't fight pirates if I'm crying. Oh, now, it's just cool. He gives her a fucking a blade. Speaking of fighting pirates, swords, pirate ships, bamps. This is what it's like to be you for a day, isn't it? He's like, more or less. What do you think? She's like, I think I could learn to like it. He's like, I knew I was right to fall mad in love with you all those years ago. Shall we, my lady? Lead the way. So yeah,
fucking dude, they used to attack back,
and they go, well, I don't know, attacks, but they dug each other. And granted, there is a, you know, they still have feelings for each other. But yeah, he's been dead for quite a while now, and so now to see where it's gonna go is interesting. So
yeah, they throw down, they fuck people up.
Yeah, yeah. And then out of the blue, another ship, which the one Azazel was on, the one that Beast was on,
collides
with theirs. Now, Jesus once Christ. Beast sees who it, or Nightcrawler sees who it is, it's Beast. He's like, hey, Beast, how you doing, Henry? And by this point,
it looks like he just transformed into his, you know, because Beast is always transforming into different.
Yes, different, beasting out somehow. Yeah, right?
He's fucking
totally beast mode. He looks like literally beast
blue
mode.
Blue bear.
Yeah, now he looks sick already. Again, fucking love the fucking
God
art.
God damn it, this art's so good.
And it ends right there. He's like, Henry, you know. Henry, so, and then he's just growling like, I'm gonna rip your head off. So next issue should be interesting, dude.
No Wolverine in this book, this one.
Yeah, yeah,
so
thank goodness.
They'll probably talk to him the next one. Yeah, he's on one of the boats or somewhere.
Yeah, he is actually, yeah, yeah. Well, he's with North Star, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, okay, you got your third,
Yeah, dude, so many good reads, dude. Daredevil or Inhumanity, dude. How much time we got?
We got about 8 minutes.
Alright, cool, dude. Let me jump into this one real quick because it's a great read. This one's going to be Inhumanity, the Superior Spider-Man number one. Now, this is a one-off, guys. Pretty much after Infinity ended, there was a huge explosion. A bunch of aliens in their armor landed all over the place. New York City, like always, is fucked up, dude. Like, Tor is a fuck up, dude. And Superior Spider-Man is helping the firefighters. Now, the writer of this one I love is Christos Gage, who also helps out with Dan Slott on his normal Superior Spider-Man.
Really?
Now, the artist of this one is Stephanie Hans. Her art in this is just lovely. It kind of looks like more painting than anything. But I love it, dude. So Superior Spider-Man is helping out firefighters, but he's doing it for one reason in particular, to find a bunch of shit that exploded, like the armor of the aliens, of the alien race. He wants those pieces for his own projects or fucking, you know, what he's up to. Now, one of the firemen, he's like, you know, this building is about to collapse. If you take me up, you know, I can figure out the situation, and, you know, I can analyze it, and, you know, we can save the fucking building and even the people that are in there.
Mm-hmm.
So Spider-Man goes into the fucking building, and he's like, you know, the fireman's, you know, getting everyone out, pulling everyone out of the fucking building, and Spider-Man continues to go on. Superior Spider-Man continues to go on. He notices just some really fucked up light coming from a door, and as soon as he walks up to the door, some fucking villain beats the shit out of him, dude.
What the fuck is that? Now,
this is a nobody. This is what's cool about it, dude. So now, the proper thing, that's all I've done ever. Played by the rules while the world sucked me dry. I took everything I had. No more. You won't take our last chance. So now the weird thing is, like, you know, Superior Spider-Man knows his spider senses are fucking off. They're not working. His reflexes are sucking. Even this technology that this regular human is wearing is shutting down all his fucking, even his web shooters, dude.
Okay.
So Jesus. He literally has to scrap with this guy. And this suit gives the humans powers of some sort, more strength, if anything. I actually have a blast too, dude, like blasters. So anyways, Spider-Man is getting his fucking ass kicked back and forth, dude, and it's just really, really sad because Spider-Man finally comes across one of the rooms in the apartment, and right as he's gonna get his ass kicked, he notices a girl on a bed.
Okay.
So
Jesus.
Pretty much what it is this suit was for the alien race. Anytime they got injured or hurt, they wore it to keep them alive.
Okay.
Now this regular human comes across this suit, and his wife is dying of cancer.
Oh, shit.
He puts on this suit to keep her alive.
Okay.
Now, Spider-Man looks at, you know, he looks at his readings on what he has. He's like, you know, he's like, don't go near her. And he's like, I won't, but there's something you need to know. What landed on your roof isn't part of the hospital. It's an armory. So then Superior starts trying to talk him down. This equipment isn't meant to cure disease. It's to strengthen the wounded warriors to fight on while weakening the enemy by feeding on the life, on their life force. So as this human is trying to save the person he loves, he's draining her faster, dude. Now,
it's pretty fucked up.
Now this guy's about to kill Superior, dude. And right when he's gonna fucking kill him, dude, he's like, if she's stronger, why isn't she awake? Now the fireman that Superior brought over, he finally comes back, dude. He's like, Coil, you fool, I told you to evacuate, which is Superior talking. Couldn't, too many people still in here. I'm too weak to carry him, and they're too weak to move. Now it's just really awesome, dude. He's like, and then he starts, Superior Spider-Man can't talk this man down. And then this firefighter, he's like, you're stealing their life force, Shwib. That's the guy's name. He's like, giving it to her. And she didn't want you to. Sleeping pills, you drugged her so she couldn't tell you to stop. Because you can't say no to her. I've lost people too. Many. I know you get angry. But if you use them as an excuse to do things you know they'd hate, you're not doing it for them. You're doing it for you. And just the way he talks down this human, he breaks down. Nice. He starts crying. He starts bawling. Superior, you know, breaks the chip on the suit, and that's it. It doesn't even end there, dude. He's like, you know, Superior even tells him like, you know, I do experiments. He's like, don't worry about it. I won't press charges. This isn't your fault.
Right.
We all want to help people sometimes, and we can't. It's beyond our control. He's like, I will make sure you don't get charges pressed on you, and you can visit my laboratory so I can help out your wife as best I can. So we love Spider-Man, Superior Spider-Man, because he's a fucking dick. It's finally shown some heart in him.
Yeah, there's always heart in Doc Ock. He just goes balls deep all the time.
Yeah, right? So now, way cool, dude, when he finally goes back down to meet the fireman, he's like, look, I can't let you guys in until I get the all clear from my lieutenant. And he's like, listen, loser, it's my boss who saved your useless butt. So get out of here. And now this is Spider-Man army people talking. And he's like, quiet. The firemen will secure the scene. You are here to assist them in any way they deem fit. Is that clear? Whatever you say. And then Superior Spider-Man says, you will treat them with respect and follow their commands to the letter. Today, they are the superiors.
Nice.
So just a very powerful fucking book, dude. Very sad to anybody that's lost anybody. You gotta let go sometimes, man. You know? Yeah. So just a beautiful book, dude. Definitely book of the week. I've read a lot of good comics, dude, but I just loved it. It kind of hit me, kind of choked me up. But
good stuff.
All right, man. What you got anything else, dude?
We got about 3 or 4 minutes left. My book of the week was Nova, number 12. Great book. It's written by Gary Duggan.
It's Gary Duggan, yep.
And then pencils by Paco
Medina.
The book, this is really, I liked it a lot. It just shows the kid being a kid, you know, flying around. He gets these distress calls of different Novas dying, and he goes to this one ship, and he finds out that the ship is being held by a It's all being run by a dead Nova. Like they have them hooked. Yes. They have them hooked up, like a fucking battery pack. So he goes over there. Let's see, where am I at? It's a big battle with all these ships and everything. Then he meets up with another guy. He seems to be like a villain.
I like it because the Nova Corps, they're fucking going in too hard.
Yeah, they have a lot of fucking Novas everywhere. So this guy looks bad. He brings out his daughter, just kind of, I don't know, he's trying to seduce little Nova, but he does a pretty good job because he sits on the machine, powers up their machine for them, and he takes off, and he goes back to his house to with his mom. So there's a little bit more story into this. I'm pretty sure we're going to see this play out, that he's going to come back and try to get some more power out of Nova. Great book. I ran through it really quickly because we're out of time.
I'm loving the way it's written, dude.
Yeah, it's a great book. Just pick it up, and then that's it for books
of the week. Yeah, actually, that was your book of the week.
Yeah, it was my book. It was
really awesome, good. Dude. I picked it up. I had so much to read and go through. Never complaining, but just fucking so many good comics. This week's going to be a big week. Tomorrow drop, and man, it's going to be a lot of money. I know, money. Dude. All right, dude. All right. Guys, subscribe to us. iTunes, Stitcher, thecomicsyndicate.com.
You can tweet us at Matt Beener.
I'm at the number 4, the villain. And yeah, tweet us galore and subscribe, guys. Share our podcast with everyone you know might dig, dude. Thank you so much to everyone that has been listening and for the feedback already. Much love, guys.
Very good. We'll see you guys next week.
Peace out.